Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Sans Pants Radio. At least you'll never be as big of a disappointment as Raisin Cookies.
Welcome to the heroic finale, episode 7 of the Plumbing Boys play/ruin White Plume Mountain. Previously,
I'm going to attack the lady because she's casting spells and I hate that.
You can't get to her, you'd have to go through him.
Fine, I attack him.
They're both called forearm blow. You hit
both of his arms. Don't venture too far from me, I need you to keep me alive for the rest of this dungeon.
Hey, if I consider Adam my enemy, would my radiant soul attack him?
I assume the quote's for when I fail miserably to kill Adam.
This will be cathartic for both of us, Adam. It'll be good.
It's really not a fair fight. I'm allowed to do whatever I want.
Do I have animate dead?
Yeah.
I would like to animate one of them.
Okay.
Now I'll have a slave.
Adam steps outside of the room.
Tell me what's in the book.
A trap.
What? Okay. Why are we keeping the book if it's trapped?
Because maybe we can use it.
This reveals a small chamber with a second similar door. With the door before you open, how do you want to proceed?
So what's the order? Dusha, you after the Snarler? Or
yeah, I'll go in first. I am the party tank as described just before.
That's
and
true.
Also always.
Yes. Hey, is what's happened to me a curse? I know it feels like a curse, but does it count as a curse?
For
the spell remove curse.
You don't know.
All right. Well, I'll try.
You can try.
I'll try it next opportunity I get.
The final would be the third door that you open.
Yep.
Finally opens up into, it's the strangest thing you've ever seen.
Oh, that's a good starting point.
Some sort of clear umbilical fluid or like a semi-transparent skin or something like that.
Ew.
Keeps a giant, obviously boiling lake at bay. It connects pretty seamlessly with the passageway, creating a passage that you can walk down into darkness, into the darkness of the water,
yeah,
with bubbling fluid all around you.
Felt kind of like climbing down an esophagus.
Mm. Oh, you also notice as you pass through, these doors close behind you automatically.
Oh.
Like sphincters.
Yeah. Don't break the membrane. What does the membrane feel like?
If you stand in it, it goes taut. Under as you step upon it, and it feels uncomfortably warm.
I hope this is a throat and it eats us. I hate you fucking guys.
Hey!
Keep walking.
Say something nice to each of us.
You.
I'll help you for this one. He keeps you alive.
You're the reason I'm alive. You're largely pretty quiet.
Yeah.
Say to Zamet. You were my friend for a bit and then immediately were mad at me. You're unpredictable I don't like that.
I'm still your friend. That's also not a compliment.
It's not
a compliment.
Yeah,
give
nice.
Him a real compliment.
I am your friend. You just keep doing things that make me upset.
You've kept me alive too because you're strong.
Yeah.
And so
now
nice.
Apologize to all of us.
I'm fucking sorry, yeah? All right, I keep moving.
What did you say?
I said I'm fucking sorry. Yeah, all right. Anyway, everyone shut up. How about it? My life is a living hell, so
yeah.
Just saying.
All right, Snarler and Dusha in the lead, Jackson following closely.
Wait, your life's good. if you just wanted to make decisions that weren't instantly going to get you killed every 20 minutes.
Don't want to make fucking decisions because of this cunt. I want to make decisions because I want to make decisions. Yeah, I don't want to heal you slugs.
Why?
Because I fucking hate you. Us?
Why was your friend? This is why we're not friends as much anymore.
I was trying to get her on the backpack scheme.
Yeah, well, that's fucking ship sailed, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. Because you, for a front-shirted the fucking guy, got yourself killed like a dickhead.
You shouldn't have fucking surrendered.
I didn't want to.
Too bad. It's happened. All right. Let's get the fucking treasure or whatever.
What are you going to do with your bit?
I don't fucking know. Can I buy a house if I'm dead? No.
I don't think
I'll be living this cunt's cupboard.
Chances are. I don't think he's getting out of here, JD.
Is it going to be good to find treasure and instantly die again?
Yeah. It's going to roll. Then I don't have to be here with you idiots.
Why are we idiots? We didn't get killed.
Hey, do you want to maybe help your boss? You know, oh, we've done all these schemes together. It's been fucking great. Oh, what's that, Buzz? You've been turned into a fucking slave? Well, that's pretty neato, Pepe.
Open that fucking book in your backpack then. Just do it quickly when he's not looking.
He said not to.
He'll stop me immediately. Look, I've got to take the book out of my backpack.
You can't. You were told to leave it there.
Yeah, fucking save.
Yeah, I'll take it out. See what happens.
All right, so... As Dusha and Jackson turn around, both of them facing away from the giant crab.
Oh, boy.
The giant crab in a giant bubble made out of this semi-transparent film. The giant bubble, by the way, not only has the crab, it has a chest and is littered. The floor is absolutely littered with bones. The crab, as it moves forward, crunches bones beneath it.
Ah, boy.
Dusha, you reach in the Jackson's backpack, hearing a crunch behind you.
Don't fucking turn
Adam
around.
Adam is not paying attention, Dusha. You get the book. All right, let's go to initiative.
I'm holding a book that I know explodes. This is good.
This is very bad. You do not understand how bad this is.
Are you looking forward to fucking boiling your good friends? When the membrane tears and we all boil to death? Yeah, that's going to fucking slap.
I was going to give you the book to blow yourself up with.
Well, I will.
You can't open it.
Yeah, I can't. You got to do it. That's a good point. I can't open the book.
No, you're not allowed to get it out. He didn't say you're not allowed to open it.
We'll see if I have to immediately put it right back in. I reckon you got to get your hands in there and open it in the backpack.
I'm holding it now. It's not in the backpack.
I could probably...
If you open it, you die too, you idiot.
I don't want to... I've got heaps of health. I'll be fine.
You just swim through the...
You'll survive the boiling water. I leave.
You'll have to do that on your turn.
Yeah. Fair. I may be stupid, but I know when to get the fuck out of Dodge.
Are you sure you can go first?
So, have I noticed the crab yet?
You hear crunching behind you. You turn around and it's hard to miss the giant crab.
And it's still in a membrane.
It is. You are all in the membrane. The crab is, I want to say, as large. It's as wide as a bus.
Wait. So, just back up a bit.
Yeah.
So, we're inside the membrane. The boiling water and whatever is on the outsides of the room.
Yes.
But the crab is in the room with us.
It's in this, like,
so,
weird
there's no barrier membrane. Between us and the crab.
No.
The only thing stopping the boiling water... is the membrane. If you burst the membrane, you might boil the crab. We also boil.
Wait, what spells does everyone have? Anything that can create like a barrier?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Am I going to use it for you?
For us.
Wait, maybe I don't. Don't do it yet.
I'm not going to do it yet.
TikTok, Dusha.
Do you have a spell or not?
Make the decision. I
don't know. I throw the book at the crab.
All right. The book flies end over end and lies at the crab's feet. Nothing happens. You idiot. Adam says, the crab needs to read it.
Well, you should have told me that.
Well, why did you... Why is this my fault?
I said, what does the book do?
Why do you need to know everything?
No,
why do you think this is a resource?
If he knew what the book did, this wouldn't happen.
No. If he just accepted that I knew the best thing to do with the book, Zaman, it's your turn. This would not have happened.
I spend my turn angrily agreeing with Adam.
No, if
I have something that I know explodes or is dangerous, I want to know. If I've smuggled nuclear weapons in your house...
I don't know what that is. It's D&D.
If
all
I've right, smuggled Dusha, the dragon egg... If I put a dragon egg in your backpack and I'm like, don't worry about it, it's dangerous, just leave it.
I won't fucking touch that dragon egg
because
I
don't know what it is.
Yeah, but I know that Adam knows best in this situation.
He's made bad decisions for us in the past.
No, he hasn't, have you?
He kept an exploding book from us.
No, he put it away safely. You threw it like a dickhead.
He kept an explosive book from us. You would have opened it, read it, and died. Is that what you wanted?
Is that what you wanted?
You weren't going to tell
Look,
us what it
here's
did.
Here's my sword. Would you like to run on it?
Got to give us our chances to make our own mistakes.
I hate these people.
If I...
I look forward to now the fight.
If you just told me it's a book that explodes if you read it, I would have been like, cool, leave it in the bag.
Yeah, there's a book that explodes. You're now like, I'm going to try and steal it. You were planning to blow up.
No,
I need to die.
And you'll die just, eventually.
I was trying to use it as a weapon. Because that's a clever weapon.
It's not a... You're a clever weapon.
Well, I'm clearly not.
I'm so excited for this fight to now be us also avoiding reading the book. Like, as we run past it, being like, oh, don't look, don't look.
So the book is open.
The book's open, but if any...
Wait, do you know... if like, is there, like, a talk to animals thing that you can set on an animal? Can we teach the crab to read?
The ultimate plan. Teach the crab to read.
You have a big sword. Use it.
Snarler's skeleton is destroyed.
Oh yeah, who cares?
Big warp. We killed her once before.
As the giant crabs, one of the giant crabs' claws comes down upon it. It offers no resistance, just being slowly pressed into the ground. Dusha, you take 23 points of damage.
That's fine.
Yeah. Good evening.
I don't even care. How do I teach this crab to read?
And then, as the crab crushes you with its claw, at the same movement, in the same action, it locks its claw around you. You manage to slip away, though, as it tries to break your back with its claw. You notice that this claw has a massive brass band around it with magical sigils inscribed upon it.
Okay. I'm gonna aim for that.
Yeah, I reckon.
So, Jackson, it's your turn. Fight the crab, Adam says.
Yeah, shut up, I'm fucking trying. Just figuring out how to do it, Christ.
Teach it to read!
Yeah, I was looking for a spell for that as well.
I'll just mark down where you put the book.
I threw it at the crab.
If I use continual flying, will that break the membrane?
No, not if you use continual flying. How?
Continual flame.
Oh, continual flame? You don't know.
All right, I'll use that in the crab.
Yes, because the hot boiling water hasn't broken the membrane, but yes, the hot flame surely will.
Well, hot water...
Freeze it yet? No.
I'm using continual flame on the crab. Let's cook it and eat it. I'm gonna eat it.
Don't burn
it. I mean, it's a good idea.
Hey, will the trap go off in the book if the book's on fire?
Sorry?
Will the trap go off in the book if the book's on fire?
You don't know, but you don't think so. Adam said that the way to trigger it is to read,
read
it.
To read it, yeah.
What level is continual flame?
Second level.
Second level? All right.
It's a touch spell.
Oh, no.
Running well, you can flame. Do that still. You can move up.
Yeah,
and
right.
Touch it, yeah.
Toss
as you approach it, the crab brings one of its claws down on you.
Yeah, good.
Yes.
Oof. I face it like a hero.
Oof, 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 oof.
I stare up as its big, briny claw comes careening towards my head, and I hope in my heart that it cracks my skull and ends my existence.
Cracking your skull won't end you.
What does kill me? A powerful, good person. I've become a minion, and I hate it.
God, I hope you survive to the end.
Oh, God.
Out for the count. Quadruple damage, and make a DC 16 constitution saving throw. On a failed save, you are knocked unconscious. If you survive.
What's my con? Not good. Not good at all.
12. 12, 19.
Yeah, that's me done.
28, 33 times 4.
You just got pasted.
Squish Casino doing what he loves, getting pasted.
You take 132 points of damage. You are killed.
Yes! Again.
Again, you die.
Sweet release.
Hey, Adam.
Yeah?
Can you bring him back again? Like, as in, is it possible to bring back... Can you animate dead again?
I can turn him into a zombie, yeah. Oh, no, I can't actually, sorry. No,
yeah, so he's, Rich Casino is dead now.
He's dead.
Oh, thank God. Rich Casino gets to go to heaven.
Oh. No. No.
Rich Casino wasn't a bad man. He was
No,
he was a very bad man.
Best case scenario, you're a good person who worshipped an evil deity. You go to his afterlife.
Rich Casino was chaotic evil, and I didn't decide on a god, so... I like to imagine Rich Casino just goes to the elemental plane of dirt.
All right, your spell does not go off. You are killed approaching the crab.
I just like the idea of us being like, you just yelling.
Yeah, well, fuck you guys. Am I going to fight this crab? All right. Oh. Okay, I thought Rich Casino was going to last a little bit. All right.
In fact, the last words that any of us said was, I hope you it'll be funny if you survive till the end. No, killed. No,
dead. Immediately dead. God bless you, Rich Casino. You
just behind you, Zammit. What you life. Hear Adam say, yikes.
Dang.
Easy come, easy go.
Yeah.
Look fair.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
God bless you, Rich Casino.
Three gouts of flame leap from Adam's hand and strike at the crab. All right, cool.
Hot crab.
Cold yeah, crab. Maybe.
Mm. Adam doesn't seem confident in Adam's decisions.
I'll be real mad at you guys if you don't eat the crab meat. You have to.
Like, yes.
Yeah, oh. Good.
Nah, it's fine. All right. Adam's first attack, 2d6, deals 6 points of damage. His third attack will deal 7 points of damage, but his second attack...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Big boom, quadruple damage, and if this attack deals force or thunder, you are knocked back. Nah.
Boring.
Yeah, boring. Something give me fun. Something if it's got to be fire. Lingering energy. Maximum damage, and you take a d4 damage of the same type dealt by this attack at the beginning of your turn for...
Uh-oh.
Four rounds. So if... Flames bathe the creature, dealing it 12 points of damage on that second blast, and linger behind. For the next 4 rounds, it'll take a d4 fire damage as the fire slowly burns itself out. That is a total of 18, 25 points of damage.
Here's my strategy for you guys, mm-hmm. If you're curious. So get under the crab. Step one, split the membrane. Crab falls in, boils. Sew the membrane up. You're good.
All right, that was Adam's turn. Dusha, it's yours.
I guess I just battle axe the crab. I'm out of clever things.
Sometimes as a fighter, you just
Sometimes, yeah, as a fighter, you just got to attack it a few times.
Ooh, two critical hits.
Jesus.
Man, you get the big ones as a gladiator or whatever.
Champion.
Champion. Get them.
Well done, champ.
Ah, oh, champ. Slugger.
I imagine as I did laid the critical hits, I'm looking at that book. I'm like, soon.
How are you going to pick up that book without just like reading a bit? Do you need to read heaps? Or if you just see like a T, are you like...
Also, what language is it in? You might not know it.
True.
Brow slash. Triple damage and the target is blinded for 4 rounds. And vexing cut. Double damage and the target must make a DC 12 constitution saving throw. On a failed save, it cannot take reactions. It passes that saving throw, but you still nonetheless do triple and double damage.
Eat shit, fucking crab.
Also, it's blind for 4 turns.
Don't kill my... Well, not friend. Just this guy.
Our idiot.
Just this guy on you.
He was our idiot to kill.
He billed himself as a dirtbag half-elf, but I'm starting to think that's not a variety of elf. Yeah, I'm from the fucking dirtbag elves. We live up in the fucking mountains or some shit.
He was just an orc, and we're like, yeah, right, elf, whatever. Yeah.
Okay, dude. Yeah, just keep fucking piling these fucking statues of... Eggs is what I was thinking.
You deal 35 points of damage to the crab.
That's nice. Not that much.
Should have been more for triple and double. Yeah. I'm with you.
I'm disappointed in myself.
You made a crab blind.
Yeah.
That's good. Blinding a crab.
Yeah.
But you know what a blind crab can't do?
Raid.
Yeah.
Zam, it's your turn.
Read the book.
Do I know what that band on his arm is?
You'd have to take a moment to stop and inspect it, unfortunately.
He's blind, so he can't hit you. Just
kind of in the middle of a fight. Well, you could if you wanted to.
Take the risk, man. What if it's good? Wear it around your waist.
I'm just trying to be like...
Maybe that crab is a guy.
Adam, however, gestures to the line of dead allies next to the crab and that you would have to walk over to approach and inspect and says, maybe just fight it.
Well, I was just wondering if we took it off, maybe something good had happened. All right, fine. I trudge over, stepping on Rich Casino's face and hit him.
Is that right?
It hasn't taken its turn again. Yeah, so you dart in and attack. Because it's blinded, you get advantage on this attack. You slash once.
Oh, can I give
hit twice, hit three times, miss on the third attack.
Yeah, right.
But your first two attacks deal in total 21 points of damage to the crab.
Nice.
I can't wait to stand on George Christino's stomach so he vomits up a shit.
I think it's just no stomach. He's eight.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
What was your max hit points?
68.
Yeah, almost double.
64, sorry, yeah.
Yeah. He's gone.
You're pretty much a cast.
He's just a paste.
I'm just a pink mist these days.
Yeah.
Highs or lows, damn it?
Highs.
Highs? Yikes! As you slash that first, a third attack that misses, your attack skips off the membrane beneath you, sending hot boiling water up into your undercarriage.
Yeah. Oh my god, boiled balls!
Burnt balls, burnt balls.
You got some cooked
ghoulies. Hey Adam, can I have a fortuitous circumstance? Like maybe it feels good?
Alright, it feels good.
Yes!
It's a nice, cool, no, hot, warm... warming sensation.
It cleans your balls for the first time in weeks.
Presumably, somewhere in your brain, a part of your brain hereto unknown activates, protecting you from the pain of both of your testicles exploding.
I'm really sad that it
boys,
wasn't,
I'm into this.
The fortuitous circumstance wasn't a diamond shooting up as well and into your gooch.
You suddenly found a love for C&B torture.
That is pretty fortuitous. Now you know yourself better.
Yeah.
That's great. Not enough of our D&D characters are into CBT, you know?
I agree. 4 points of damage.
Oh, me ghouls.
But you can never have kids again. That's so sad.
but you can never have kids again.
Fuck, what a scary critical fumble. Infertile. What?
The water continues to spout out at a rapid rate.
Uh-oh.
Just get out of there. Watch the crab boil.
Uh-oh, I say.
Or make the hole bigger.
That's unfortunate.
I don't know. Dushra, I reckon you could swim your way out of there. I reckon you are healthy enough.
Yeah.
If hot water hitting his balls only did 4 damage, like...
Yeah.
I don't know, I'm just saying.
Yeah, I reckon you're good.
Read that book and you'll be right, man.
That says what I'd do.
Boom!
Ghost of Rich
the
Casino.
The crab's many eyes? Oh no, it's blind. It can't see what's happening. It just attacks. Oop, that's unfortunate. Odds or evens, Dusha?
I would like to use my good boy card, which forces an attacker to reroll an attack against you.
Okay. All right. Never mind about the odds or evens.
Hell
he
yeah.
Misses on both of his attacks.
Idiot crab. Get some new eyes.
He misses
and learn to
quite
read.
Poorly on one of those attacks.
Hey.
Oh no.
Does he cut the membrane around Dusha?
He would, Jackson. He would. He would.
In death,
he
I've
would.
Become your ally, Adam.
Took it out of you. Next damage. Next attack deals minimum damage. The crab looks exhausted from its many swings. Both of you feel fine because, hey, he completely missed you. Then you look down and realize that the membrane beneath you has been completely severed. What was going to happen next round instead just happens this round as Zamet and Dusha. Both of you fall into the lake. And the membrane begins to close.
What?
Or collapse. Sorry. neither of you have any idea what's happening to Adam. I need to quickly look at something.
It's cool that you guys are going to boil to death.
Yeah.
Read the book underwater. Explode yourself out. If you read the book and then quickly flip it around, the explosion will propel you out of the water.
If I don't get to use this book, I'll be upset.
You better read it before you die, dude.
Yeah, I know. Maybe I'll read it to die.
Hey, Ghost of Rich fucking Casino here. They wouldn't take me in heaven. They said, get your fucking ass back
down. Okay, Dusher, you're sinking in the water. What do you want to do?
Can I swim?
You could try to swim. Yeah, you could find your way out if you wanted to. Try to. It's very dark. Do you have dark vision?
Yes.
All right, cool. You're fine then.
Do I have dark vision?
We all do, I think.
No, I think
race.
Adam and Zamet don't.
I'm an elf.
Oh, you're an elf? Oh, then you have dark vision.
I can see myself drowning.
All right. You going to try and swim out?
Yeah.
You start trying to swim up to where the membrane dumped you out, but... you're wearing quite heavy armor, so instead you realize you're just drifting further from it. It falls out of range of your dark vision. The boiling water deals. Watery grave!
Hells yes.
39 points of damage to you, Dusha.
Watery grave.
Can someone throw me this fucking book?
Just get nude, then get
Zamet,
the book.
It's your turn.
What armor am I wearing?
I believe you are wearing... Let me check. I think it's chainmail.
Cool. Can I try and cut that out?
Magical chainmail, remember?
Crap. Crap, it's so magic. I can't cut it.
Yeah, that's
Oh, here, take this back. Sorry, Adam used to this card.
Can I start swimming up?
A fortuitous circumstance. Adam used a fortuitous circumstance card.
All right.
I used one and I just got my balls were nice.
That's what
this
you
is bullshit.
I don't know what you want from me. There were different scenarios. You don't even know what's happening to Adam.
Maybe his balls feel great right now. You don't know.
Maybe he's into CNBT.
Maybe that's his discovery as well.
Are you going to try and swim?
Yeah. If I can't take my clothes off, yes.
Why would you take your clothes off?
Because then you won't be so heavy, idiot. Yeah, get nude.
You swim upwards. You grab the edge of the membrane as it's like trying to curl in and away from you. And you taste fresh air. But as doing so, the boiling lake will probably still claim you anyway.
I hope that as you explode into the membrane, the crab with his foot pushes you back in.
21.
Crab's still blind.
28. 30.
Oh, no.
36. Oh, 37 points of damage.
Jesus.
Ooh. Second wind, Adam. Second wind. 1d10.
Plus 8.
1d10.
Plus 8. Come on, 9.
You regain 9 hits.
Yes. Woo, you got this, dude.
Yeah.
You are standing next to the crab.
Oh, boy. So I don't,
it's the crab's turn.
Is he still blind? Is she...
It is.
Oh, good.
It attacks you once. That'll be a miss.
That's all right, good.
It attacks you a second time. Odds are evens, Jay-Z.
Evens.
Would you like to roll it?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Even he wants to get an even number.
Even Stevens.
5.
You fuck. You killed me.
He kind of did.
Why did he get to roll?
Because I'm lucky.
Has there been a saving throw, Adam, recently?
Sorry?
Has there been a saving throw recently?
Saving throw. No, there hasn't.
Dang.
Rest in peace, idiot salmon.
You take 19 points of damage.
What's he on?
Dang.
You quietly sink back into the water.
You're saving throws, but I guess every round you're going to take a negative. So unless you get a 20, you're basically a cooked goose.
That's true.
Dushra, would you like to try to swim again?
I don't think I have any other choices.
Just take your armor off with your knife. Cut
you can
straps.
Try to pop your armor off. I'd call it a bonus action right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Get a good boy card.
Hell
you
yeah.
You got a nat 20.
Good boy card.
You can see the surface, but you didn't get there quickly enough. You just got to pray that the rolls aren't that bad, I guess.
Well, I still have, like, quite a lot of health.
Yeah.
You just don't.
How much health do you have?
I thought...
33.
I thought I'd, like, in the 70s, but I was wrong.
Yeah.
All right.
On average, this does 44 points of damage. So...
I just want to live for this fucking book.
10.
Oh, no.
20.
Okay.
30.
Ooh. Fuck!
33 points of damage. You fall back into the water.
God damn it!
Oh, boy.
Adam, you better read that fucking book.
Adam leaves white blood.
Fuck!
Lost another one! Damn it! That's like the second time we've died.
When Adam returns to the destroyed town, at that point, the local magistrate had contacted, and I was going to do this, had contracted a group of adventurers who slay Adam. Everyone is dead.
Well, D&D, what? Four?
Plumbing boys. Look. Still an optimistic zero.
Still look.
This
we're
one
still batting zero,
he
right?
He had to read the book.
I reckon we got the next one.
Yeah.
Wait. Does the crab die?
Does the crab die? No, it can live in that water. And with that, we will leave the score 4-0 to D&D. Thank you for listening to The Plumbing Boys Play / Ruin White Plume Mountain. How will the boys fare next time, though? Tune in and listen to The Plumbing Boys Play / Ruin Dead in Thay.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.